Welcome to Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only premier singular podcast, where we talk about things that are behind the curtain, like boxes and stuff.
A big spider hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be a secret. Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that big spider that was on the front face of the theater has to go somewhere, so...
It does not, in fact, live on the face of the theater.
Yes, it is behind the curtain. But this is behind the curtain where we talk about the goings-ons of the North Bend Theater. I am one of your hosts, Steven Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
I'm your other host, Skylar Posseret, the manager for the North Bend Theater.
And we've got some update stuff things. Nothing like super dramatic, as you can kind of tell from our semi-monotone approach to this episode.
I have to say, though, from that intro, I think we should at some point do an episode where we literally stream from behind the curtain and we talk about the things that are back there.
April Fools. We just passed April, so make a note for next April 1st.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough interesting things back there that it could actually be kind of fun. There's a lot of stuff that has stories.
Put a thing on the calendar for April 1st for next year, I will come back, and we can do a very special April 1st edition of Behind the Curtain.
I love it.
Yeah.
And we'll do that.
Excellent. let's see. So we are recording this on a Saturday. This will come out on a Monday, the 18th, May 2020. No, it's not 2021 yet. Yes, it certainly feels like it. I don't know what's going on anymore.
You don't even know what month it is.
Yeah, I fall asleep and it might as well be an eternity when I wake up. Oh, goodness. So North Bend Theater, we're still doing concessions. We still got popcorn. We got soda. We got candy. We've got some merch bag stuff. So the merch bag stuff, that's none of not descriptive at all.
It's none of those things.
We have the... We're out of the troll bags. I think all we have right now as far as tchotchke stuff is the Star Wars cups. They're large,
yeah,
large soda cups that are the Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker?
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker branded cups. If you are, we still have plenty of those. So if anyone's interested, go get them. Go for it. Every day, 7 days a week from 5 to 8. If you are coming, I advise you, if you are coming at or just after or around 8 o'clock, please order online and let us know so that we can make sure we have enough popcorn for you and fresh popcorn as well.
Yeah.
Because I've had a couple of instances of people coming at like 8:01. Like, you guys still have popcorn? And I'm like, well, we're closing. All of our machines are getting shut down and everything. So if you are coming at around 8, please let us know. We will be happy to help you if you let us know.
Set that bag aside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what... If there's any other updates to that, and I don't think there is.
Not really. I know very soon here we're going to have our Wearable Art t-shirts. I know we're currently in the printing phase.
Oh, yes.
A little later than we hoped, but we will have those available in the store soon.
Those were, remind me, who was the artist that won that?
Designed by Leslie Moon.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so I know I've seen, she's been active on the Facebook groups and stuff. So I've seen some other art from her as well. So.
Oh, nice.
I assume those are going to be up for shipping out as well as pick up with other concessions orders? Maybe?
I would have think so. I think we still have to set up our shipping, but I'm going to tentatively say yes.
Okay. Because that would be kind of cool to be able to have them. You can pick them, drive up and pick them up.
Yeah.
Just because
they'll
be
definitely,
at the theater.
I mean, they'll definitely be available for pickup. It's just the matter of us setting up our shipping.
Oh yeah, okay. That's sort of the question.
Get it by mail. Yeah, the question mark is on shipping.
Yeah, we'll have to talk with the UPS. We'll probably go with the UPS store, but as far as like details on pricing and all of that stuff, so
they're right there, and they're super helpful.
Yes, they are great. If you ever need to ship anything or need like a not your address.
Print anything.
Yeah, print anything. A mailbox that's not on your address. Go talk to the folks over at the North Bend UPS store. They are fantastic. I actually need to stop in because it's been a couple months, and I just need to go in and say hi. So I feel like it's been too long. So
I know. I haven't seen the people at Opus now, Opus Bank next door, in a while too. I'm like, I gotta go say hi to them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is such a weird world. And you make sure that people are still alive, basically.
y'all still in here? You good?
Yeah. I think I'm starting to be a regular at Huck's Daughter. I think I'm starting to get building up rapport, but that's about it. I think everything else is. I think they know me by face at Taco Time too, and I assume they do is at El Caporal. But
yeah.
Yeah, there are some places like the UPS store and stuff I just haven't been in. So they might think I'm dead.
They come over to check on you. Like, you're still here, right? You alive?
You okay? We've got additional film stuff, right, Skylar? Online film stuff?
We let me pull up our schedule here. We have all sorts of new titles coming each week for the next few weeks, honestly, into possibly through the end of June. We just opened up this last Friday, Deerskin and Incitement and the Etruscan Smile. Etruscan Smile is only available through the 31st. That's the end of its online virtual cinema run everywhere, not just for us.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, catch that one now. Because you won't be able to catch it anywhere until it comes out on some other video demand on demand service, or I don't think these come to DVD.
If they do, it's like a special, probably through them. Like,
and then, yeah,
things.
Things. Next week, Friday the 22nd. This upcoming Friday, we have... I don't know if this is the actual name of the movie, because there was a movie that came out of this a couple years ago. It's called Diana Kennedy. It's a movie about Diana Kennedy. I know that, but there was another one released in 2017 called Diana Kennedy, so I don't know if it's a re-release or what. I'm actually still waiting for information on it. But that's coming out this Friday.
Diana Kennedyception?
Yeah, Diana Kennedy within a Diana Kennedy.
There are plenty of topics out there that have had multiple documentaries, so...
Yeah. And then we have a really exciting one, a partnership with the North Bend Film Festival crew and Volition Brewing. We're hosting a thing called Film Fest Fridays, which is a new virtual movie every month. Foreseeably until October, when the North Bend Film Festival is, when it's been rescheduled for.
Mm.
This month's movie, this Friday the 22nd, is The Painter and the Thief, which it's an interesting little story. Or it's just the story is kind of fun. It's a thief steals a painter's paintings, and she tracks him down and ends up befriending him.
Hmm.
And then they're like, I don't know, both lonely people, and they form an unlikely friendship.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I was like, oh, that's a fun premise. But I know this, you can't buy tickets for it until Friday the 22nd. But once you do, we will be setting up a kind of like a promo code through our website, where you get the promo code on the website where you buy the or rent the movie. And then you can use that to get a special concessions package through us. And then you can present your receipt for renting the movie to Volition Brewing, and you get a deal on one of their Crowlers.
Ooh, interesting. It's like a complete package of a movie watching experience.
Yep. Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Is that, do you get one of those packages per rental?
I believe it's per rental, yes.
Okay.
So if you have a huge group of people watching it,
or you watch it twice, you get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. For our website, it's just a promo code. So honestly, if you have a different group, you know, if you got a big family or something, you could use that promo code again to get the special concessions package again if you wanted to increase the amount. But for Volition, I don't know what their flexibility is. So, and then the last week, at least for this podcast that we'll be covering, is up to Friday, the 29th. We're getting some movies from Distrib Films Entertainment. We have a film called Papicha. Then we have a romance movie called Someone Somewhere. And then we have a, I don't know how to, it's like another one of those screenagers kind of movies, like focused on the youth and the tech world, I guess. It's called CRSHD, Crushed.
Oh, so it's an acronym, but it's then modified to be an actual name or an actual word.
Yeah, from what I can tell,
Fascinating.
Yep, and then we have more titles coming on the 5th and potentially the 12th of June as well. So, yeah. All of the virtual movies.
Wow. Some of the, all of the virtual movies, because all of the virtual movies is a lot of virtual movies.
Well, like, okay, so each one of these movies, aside from the Etruscan Smile, will run for up to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And so after a while, they begin to stack, and I think about May 15th, so actually now through, goodness, all the way through June 11th, at any given point, we're going to have at least 7 movies available.
Nice. Options.
Lots of options.
That's how we should do it. I mean, I guess that's
I
how
we
are
could do
doing
that
it
with real movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, like brick and mortar movies.
That's not how licenses work, though.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. Speaking
maybe
of,
we can get, huh?
Go ahead.
So maybe we can get all the film distributors to play nice and let us play films all at once.
No. Speaking of speaking of licenses, have you heard anything from Riley, our booking agent, recently?
No, I haven't heard a peep.
Okay, I'm worried about him. I need to like reach out. We need to make sure he's still alive.
Okay.
He like us are probably working the most minimalist amount of hours possible, but man, I hope he's
maybe he's catching up on old work and like getting systems reorganized.
Yeah, I hope he's
I don't know. I was just working on a little art piece with Stormy the other day. And it includes, I was getting a bunch of names of all the theaters in Washington State, and that included Riley's dad's theater, the Majestic Bay Theaters. made sure we had that theater nice and prominent in the artwork. But it made me think of Riley, and I was like, I wonder how they're doing. Because I know Majestic Bay actually closed even before we did.
Oh, wow.
So they were just... It just shut down immediately.
Mm-hmm. So we had an event on Friday. I'm losing track of which day is which. we had live music. Sort of. Well, not a concert. Live music, but not... I don't... Yes?
Live stream music.
Yeah, live stream music. Actually, that's not bad. We had... Oh, help me out here. Our final act was Ask Sophie. Our second act was Sam Burrows. And our first was the O'Reillys?
Yes.
Did I nail O'Reillys. It? I think I nailed it.
Yep. Yep, you nailed it.
It was a 2-hour? Is it 2 hour? 2 hour? 2 hour?
6 to 8 p.m.
concert thing. If you were watching, sorry for the long-ish break between Sam and Ask Sophie. I was running the tech for it, and they had considerably more instruments and stuff to plug in and mix and stuff so that it sounded nice. And we hadn't done any sort of dry rehearsal. Basically, everything was like sort of basically planned and then just executed. So there was like no practice or anything ahead of time. So we kind of just went for it. But
I got the stream report for that too, and it was very well attended.
Excellent.
A lot of people liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was seeing some reasonable numbers between like 20 and 50 people.
We had 150 individual people.
Nice. And that's
tune in.
And that's just like Twitch accounts or like
unique. I'm guessing it's unique IP addresses.
Yeah. So then if you know you're watching it with watching or listening to it with your family or something, there might be even more then. So.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We had I think our max viewers it was 58, it was almost 60 people. So at any one point.
Nice.
I haven't gotten to do a donations breakdown yet. I'll probably do that later next week with Beth.
Oh, that's right. The PayPal donation thing was available there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had it all tweaked to specific for this event to be donating to the musicians, and it said that not only on the button but in the PayPal and in the in the PayPal checkout. So
Okay. I didn't see any of that. I did see that someone donated to the seat campaign during, because I had that little graphic running during the show. So
they were watching the stream, they caught a glimpse of our seats, and it reminded them like, oh yeah.
No, I have the help us get new seats, donate today, little in our graphic. So
Nice. Cool.
So it turned out pretty well. I think we're going to be doing it again. The question is sort of when and with what other bands or anything. We're not quite sure. So, keep an eye on that. You as listeners now know exactly the same amount of information we do. So, we would call that a success.
Yeah.
It worked out well, and we'll
probably sometime in June, mid-June, I'm thinking we'll probably do another one.
Yeah.
That's my estimate on what Beth will when she'll shoot for the next one.
Okay. Is that about it?
Yeah. That's pretty much everything that's going on. We got live stream films, we got Order to Go concessions, Film Fest Fridays, and our live stream we just did, and that's I think that's pretty much all the happenings.
Nice. Are they? What? Sorry, I'm scrolling through just like social medias and stuff. And ESPN was showing a clip of, I guess, cornhole or beanbag toss or whatever. The pro version is actually still happening at social distance, and competitors are wearing masks and stuff. That's kind of impressive. That would make sense.
I didn't know there was a pro beanbag tossing.
Yes, it is. As I as I'm watching the clip, sponsored by Johnsonville. I assume that's the meat company. That's honestly pretty impressive. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I imagine beanbag toss and things like bowling and stuff can kind of still operate with some adjustments. So, but those aren't like mainstream sports that people actually, I don't want to say that people don't actually care about them, but people will care less about those than your mainstream.
That I know it exists, I think I care about it more than most.
Are you gonna go watch some ESPN coverage of?
Yes.
Cornhole. This is amazing. This has changed the game. I'm gonna go kick on ESPN now. All right. Well, if that's it, then we'll catch you in 2 weeks. Or if you guys stop by and get some concessions, we'll see you then.
All right. Sounds good.